I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets with his counterparts in the Middle East, trying desperately to de-escalate and contain the Gaza war. Lebanon's Hezbollah threatens to tip the scales after bombing northern Israel. Four Hezbollah members were killed in southern Lebanon this week, but Israel didn't take credit for the strikes. Uncharted partners with believers on both sides of the Gaza war. Uncharted's Tom Doyle says at the Gaza Baptist Church in Gaza City,
there are 70 Christians in the building hiding out, but it's very desperate. Food is running out. When the trucks come in with relief, the people don't get it. Hamas steals it. In fact, there's videos of them shooting their own people that just tried to get some food for their family.
Ask the Lord to strengthen and sustain his followers in this difficult situation and pray for the war to end. And studying scripture is typically much easier when you can read the Bible in your own language. But what happens after translation? Tony Tafoni of Wycliffe Associates says print-on-demand units allow locals to easily print scripture.
We try to set it up so that they can print out books, individual books of the Bible even, and use those in evangelism and use them in drawing people's attention to the fact that there is a project available.
While the Bible is easily accessible in some parts of the world, that's not true everywhere. Some people are desperate for scripture.
I see that hunger, I see that thirst, and that it's just a desire to understand the character of God and to grow deeper in a relationship with him. I'm humbled.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.